So let's talk about what the government is proposing for the civil service. Everyone who's used any public service recently probably knows the massive delays. Like if you apply for a passport, it can take months. If you are a driving license, if you have to deal with HMRC for any taxes, it's taking a long time. So the government's solution to this seems to be to cut 90,000 civil servants. Now, there is no way that cutting staff from overstretched services will improve them. It's not even going to save money, because if you sack 90,000 people, then those 90,000 people are going to be unemployed. Maybe they get other jobs, who knows? But it's not exactly going to improve the economy to make people redundant. In fact, you could say the best way to improve the economy is to employ people, the state employing people, because it's like a subsidy of employment, which makes people spend money and makes the economy go. Similar arguments to basic income, really. But anyway, I digress. You don't improve the service by sacking 90,000 people, but what you do is make it worse and open it up to accusations of not being fit for purpose so you can privatise it. But anyway, moving on. So obviously the government has never been a fan of the public sector. This government, the Tories, hate everything to do with the public sector, really, and look to minimise it wherever they can, which is why they're always selling bits of it off. So what's their excuse? I don't know really what their excuse is or what they think they're going to achieve by it. They accuse civil service of being lazy often, and that too many of them work from home. This is despite obviously people like Dominic Raab saying he's perfectly able to think about the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban from the beach. He says that's acceptable for him, not acceptable for public servants earning a lot less than him, obviously. And let's face it, I'm not saying every civil servant's perfect, but they'll have a better track record than Dominic Raab. So anyway, you might argue, if you're sympathetic to the government, you might argue that if they get rid of 90,000 people, that'd be just the dead wood. They won't get rid of the good ones, they'll rise to the top. It's not an argument I agree with, but I can see the logic. The trouble is, and what you might have missed, is that simultaneously to cutting 90,000 civil servants, they're going to cut the civil service fast stream as well. Now, what's the fast stream? Well, it's an award-winning and very successful programme where they identify highly talented people, regardless of background and education, and sort of mentor them into senior positions in the civil service. It's very well regarded, it's won lots of awards, not just from the government, but from private sector organisations as well. And obviously its main achievement is to make sure that the top of the civil service isn't sort of dominated by Oxbridge types or people who've had an unfair advantage in life. So it doesn't really cost anything. It identifies, well, there'll be a small cost, but it does identify good people who wouldn't necessarily have had the background to get themselves to the top without some help. This is only going to help the civil service. And in fact, every organisation should do something similar, and lots do. So why are they cutting it? Well, think about the makeup of the Tory party. Largely Oxbridge educated, a lot of them from the same school. And how do you think they feel about a programme that's proven to be successful, that makes sure that the likes of them doesn't run everything? I mean, they're not going to like that, are they? So it's not any sort of cost-cutting measure. It's not anything that will improve the civil service. It's a thing that's only going to improve lives of other fellow Oxbridge and Eton alumni. That's the sort of government we have. They don't really care about improving anything. What they care about is capturing everything about the state so that it can be run by them and people like them. Which isn't a good thing, is it?